Coming up, linguist Jeff Nunberg on Deep Blue. This is Fresh Air. Last weekend, chess master Garry Kasparov lost his match to a computer, perhaps the most important single symbolic moment in the history of the computer. Linguist Jeff Nunberg says that what turns out to be really unattainable for computers, though, isn't what only a few people, like chess masters, can achieve, but the things that we all take for granted, like language.
One of the things that makes us human is that we don't like to lose. So it isn't surprising that people have been coming up with a slew of excuses and explanations for Deep Blue's victory over Garry Kasparov last weekend. The machine wasn't really thinking, they say, as if that were a kind of cheating. Or they say the outcome would have been different if Kasparov had had more time to rest between games, or if he'd gotten a look at Deep Blue's previous play before the match. But there was no way to set up the rules of this confrontation even-handedly. It's like staging a boxing match between Mike Tyson and a kangaroo. There wouldn't be any ring size that would work equally well for both competitors. However you explain it, it was still a great moment in the history of the computer and a poetic comeuppance for all those philosophers and pundits who were saying 20 years ago that a computer would never be able to meet a human chess master. Still, let's not get all apocalyptic about this. What the match proved in the end, after all, was only that a computer that had been training with a grandmaster could beat a grandmaster that had been training with a computer. And there was never that much difference between the parties to begin with. In the vast landscape of the human condition, the chess players and the computer programmers live in pretty much the same neighborhood. And what's more, it's something of a gated community. If the ability to write C code or to appreciate the subtleties of the Sicilian defense were emblematic of humanity, most of us would be disqualified at the outset. That's why I was sort of pleased that Deep Blue won, not because IBM needed the money, but because it might help to focus on the things that really make our species special. Not the recondite mental gymnastics of tournament chess, but the ordinary stuff we take for granted, like talking. It mystifies me that people have such trouble understanding this. Every few months, some software developer announces a breakthrough program that's duplicated some basic linguistic capability. It can converse in ordinary language, it can translate French into English, it can recognize speech. And people buy this story hook, line, and sinker, and drive up the stock price for a couple of months until the program turns out to be a hack like all the others. It's true that researchers have achieved some local victories in this area, but in the large, language is really hard to get right. Why is language so hard? For one thing, the rules are extraordinarily complicated. They bear the same relation to chess as the federal tax code does to the rules of a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. Then, too, the use of language doesn't stand on its own. It rests on a rich background of knowledge of the world. I was reminded of this the other day when I heard somebody whistling Blowin' in the Wind, and somebody else said, you know, he's got a new album out. Think what you'd have to know to figure out just who that pronoun he was supposed to refer to. And then there's the fact that language isn't just a question of brains, but bodies. I don't know if a computer can think or whether it can be conscious. It's hard to say what would be proof of either. But it's unlikely that we'll ever know what it means to be rueful. You might teach it to realize that it had made a mistaken move in chess, and maybe even cause it to dwell on the fact excessively, but it's never going to feel its heart sinking in its chest the way Kasparov must have in Game 6. Will computers ever be able to converse the way we do? Well, the Deep Blue episode should warn us off making categorical predictions, but it's a safe bet that nobody alive today will be around to see it. And the one thing that's certain is that computers will never do language any better than we do, no more than they'll ever be better at singing saloon ballads. Those are our games, and you have to play them by our standards. Kasparov is a great phenomenon, of course, but he isn't the hope of humanity. That honor belongs to the kibitzers at ringside.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.